The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
So, you know I want to talk to you every day, but particularly today. How are you, Rolien Marks?
Good afternoon, Simon. I tell you, you know, I'm scared to go off air with you because every time we go off air, something within at least 5 minutes happens that's exciting and changing.
So, let's talk about that very important event that happened yesterday. Unpack it for us because it's complex and the ramifications are huge.
Well, what is interesting is that as we are speaking now, the Prime Minister is speaking regarding this. But basically, what happened yesterday is Netanyahu's Likud party and its faction suffered quite a stunning defeat. They lost the Knesset vote on forming one of the very, very key committees. This is the Arrangement Committee. Now, what this committee does is that it's the first Knesset committee to be formed after an election. It controls the legislative agenda and basically anything that is signed into law until the new government is formed. And it also includes determining what other parliamentary committees will be formed and who will serve on them. Now, with the current deadlock that it is, and we're now only into 17 days left for the Prime Minister to fulfill his mandate of forming a coalition, the Arrangement Committee becomes more important. So basically, he lost this vote yesterday. The Arab faction of they aligned with the, we're calling the change bloc, the Lapid bloc. They're the ones saying that we should pursue a unity government rather than have a left or right leaning government. And what happened yesterday is that the chief whip, this is Nikki Zoha of the Likud, he's the faction chief. He says that it's very, very likely that the Prime Minister is not going to be able to fulfill the mandate of forming a coalition. And it could very well be that Netanyahu will lead the opposition. Now, something very interesting has happened today, whether or not it's come from the Likud party, but apparently a WhatsApp message has gone out to all the voting Likud members, asking them if they prepared to have Yariv Levine, who's the current Speaker of the Knesset, possibly become Prime Minister with Netanyahu as an alternative. It's still to be confirmed whether or not this actually did come from the Likud faction. But with regards to yesterday, Nikki Zoha, and I'm going to quote him directly, he says, "We understand and internalize that we are on the way to the opposition. Prime Minister Netanyahu will lead that opposition and we will go with our heads held high. And believe me, you won't have an easy time with us." So it is, quite a shocking defeat for the Likud faction in the government. But what is also interesting is that some members of the Likud have apparently suggested to the Prime Minister that he tells President Rivlin that he's giving up his efforts to form a coalition, and that, of course, could possibly go to Yair Lapid, or, as the President hinted but not confirmed, said that he could perhaps put it to the Knesset to decide who is a better candidate in forming the government. And also interesting is now what happens with that vote for the premiership. Some have suggested that the Prime Minister, in an effort to kind of scupper Naftali Bennett, who he sees as maybe a little too big for his britches, or just ambitious, or wanting to be Prime Minister, or however you want to read into that, he wants to push for a vote from the Knesset to vote for Prime Minister. He believes that he'll have the majority vote there.
Rolien, it was always going to be a very uncomfortable fit, the Likud together with Smotrich and Ram. And clearly we've seen just what an uncomfortable fit it was. In fact, it wasn't a fit at all. It seems to me that Netanyahu lashing out at Smotrich after this defeat.
Well, he did. He basically blamed Smotrich for the loss of this very, very important portfolio. Now, Bezalel Smotrich is a very, very controversial figure. Bezalel Smotrich has come out in the past and has made comments that are seen as inflammatory, some say downright racist and homophobic. We've also got Ben Gavir, who people don't really want in the government. He's seen as a Kahanist, somebody who is very, very far right. He is a concern not only to many internally in Israel, but to some of our allies in the region as well. This is very, very serious. You know, we pride ourselves in being a democracy, certainly a democracy in this region. And, you know, people like Smotrich and Ben Gavir are really, really quite damning in that respect. So I know I'm probably going to get the very, very irate WhatsApps and messages, but I think people must prepare that you could see a possibility that this could be the end of the Netanyahu era.
I find it so hard to believe that the Teflon man himself would fall after one vote. There's time left. There's daytime left. One thing we've learned is don't underestimate this man. He's a seasoned, smart politician. Is he not going to pull something out of the hat?
Well, you said it exactly. He's the Teflon king, they call him. Nothing really sticks to him. But as his detractors would say, you know, never underestimate Catherine Capone. They got him on a technicality. They got him for tax evasion.
Sure.
You know, we have to see, you know, whether it's today or whether it's in 10 years' time, there will come a time when we won't have Netanyahu as the prime minister. And, you know, that's a reality that many people are going to find difficult to accept.
He really tried hard, hey? He went on television talking about himself as Abu Yair, and he was really playing the Arab vote, and at the end of the day, didn't help him.
It didn't help him. And you know, the electorate is smarter. People, I think, are a lot more sophisticated these days. And people see through what they call blatant politicking. You know, he had the accusations, you say this now, but in the last election, you said something else. And he's just gone on. I mean, you talk about the prime minister pulling something out of a hat. He has just gone on TV. He has spoken about pushing for a new vaccination push in 6 months, including children. And you say, and I'm going to quote you now, he says, prepare your shoulders and your kids. So he's really pulling up all the weapons in his arsenal.
Okay, well, you will keep us up to date with that developing story because it is absolutely fascinating, if not groundbreaking. Imagine there are people who are pretty old today who know nobody but Netanyahu. How long has he been in power?
He's the longest sitting prime minister, and his combined terms are 13 years.
Wow.
13 years has been the last one. I'm going to just get those dates for you definitively, or those years definitively, but the last is 13 years. But yeah, so while I do that, should we talk about the next subject?
Go for it. Go for it. We're talking vaccines.
Well, we're talking vaccines, and yesterday it was announced that Israel has signed another massive deal with Pfizer and Moderna. I've just said, you know, I've been on TV talking about that, talking about the fact that we're going to vaccinate children as well. And this is a big deal for 2022, and it includes options to buy any additional vaccine shots and can be adapted to deal with all the variations. I know right now there is a concern about the new variant coming from India. So, so this is where we are at the moment.
And then we don't have much time, Aurelien, and I don't know if it's fair to the subject to squeeze it into a minute or so. Are we going to talk about remembering the Warsaw Ghetto, or are we carrying it over?
We can carry it over tomorrow, but I was right the first time the PM has been in power since 2009, and it's the longest run that a prime minister has sat for longer than Ben-Gurion, and 30 years. And she just, when I thought I was wrong, Simon, turned out I was right.
I had no doubt, Rolien Marks. I had no doubt. I know I'm talking to the best Israel analyst that there is. So I didn't doubt you for one moment. And you took me to 5:30, which is exactly what I wanted. You and I will talk about remembering the Warsaw Ghetto, a very important event, tomorrow.
Till tomorrow.